This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets game two up in Milwaukee tonight. Have an opportunity to win and move on in this wild card series to an NLDS in Philadelphia. Take care of business tonight. Do it. Everything's lined up. Got Manaea on the mound. You got your bullpen rested. Your back end after yesterday with Severino and then obviously Buddha with the two innings. And, you know, it's one of these situations where you feel like yesterday was a tough win for them to get prior to the game. I did. I'll speak for myself.
I think we all did.
But sometimes I don't like putting words in people's mouths.
You're the biggest fan of the Mets that I know, and I understand where you were coming from.
No.
You wanted to have an out.
Not the biggest fan. So it felt like, man, this is some adversity here, and not that they can overcome it, but it's just, you know, the Brewers have been waiting here those first two games, Friday and Saturday night. Then I see 2-0 right off the bat. I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be one of those games. It's going to be 7-0. They're going to be sleepwalking through it. Nope. But that's what scares me now about tonight. It's like, everything's perfect now. You got the first win. You got your best horses on the mound. You got your bullpen back and rested. You should win. I wonder if they're favorites.
Let's be at a Pete Alonso night.
Oh, how great would that? How many times have we been saying that?
Well, I mean, eventually it's going to happen here, hopefully.
Yeah.
And I thought he was really disciplined yesterday. It was one of the little things that, you know, he got on base three times. And just don't. You know, you just don't want to be overly aggressive if you don't have to be. Just let that, you know what that's called, Gio?
What's that, Boomer?
Letting the game come to you.
You know what?
Not forcing the issue.
Yeah.
You know how they say stay within yourself?
Certainly.
You've stayed within yourself most of the time. You very go outside of your norm.
Yeah, and when I get outside of that comfort zone, I usually jump right back in. And I say, you know what? Okay, I gave it a test, dipped my toe in the water, but now I'm going to stay within myself.
But that's exactly what Pete did last night.
Yeah.
So you got three, you know, there's not going to get any headlines. No. You know what? You're doing the right thing. You're being unselfish. You're not trying to hit a home run every time you're up there. And you're not chasing balls out of the strike zone. A couple times, you know, I think it was Buddha, where I felt like a couple of the Brewers batters were guessing and just swinging at balls out of the strike zone.
He looked absolutely great.
Yeah, because they were helping him.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes, you know, the pitcher keeping guys off guard.
Off balance.
Off platform.
Set a guy up.
Yeah, I mean, so you got to give him credit for
that. High pitch, low pitch, inside pitch, cutter.
It was like Lindor the first at bat of the game. Yeah, he got frozen on that fastball for strike three and just knew it and walked away, you know,
and
keeping
then the
him off balance.
His last at bat, he went up there thinking, all right, I'm going to go after this guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he popped it up.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And he had that big smile.
All right, let's get some of these calls at 888-808-1019. How about Ryan on Long Island? What's going on, Ryan?
Good morning, guys.
Good, Ryan. What's up?
Yeah, so I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
Phone's terrible. We'll try it again. Michael in Howard Beach. What's going on, Michael?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I'm a very big fan. Love your show. Listen to it religiously every morning.
Thank you, man. Well, so what's going on?
I'm a Raiders fan, but I wanted to talk about the Jets. And if I have some time, Boomer, I want to tell you why I'm such a big fan of yours, going through the years, being I was a Raiders fan. But you said earlier that if Devontae comes to the Jets, that Garrett Wilson won't be getting as much looks as he did before. I think he'll be getting more looks because they're going to be doubling Devontae.
You know, by the way, you got to remember, you have Mike Williams, you got Alan Lazard, you got Devontae Adams, and you got Garrett Wilson. If Devontae comes here, there's only so many balls they're going to throw in a game. They're not going to throw the ball 50 times unless they're behind. They're going to try to have a balanced offense, which is what they've had in the two wins that they've won. Because, you know, everybody shares the ball. That's the way the offense is supposed to work. You bring Devontae here, it's just another guy that needs to be fed. To be fed the ball, and it will definitely adversely affect everybody in terms of the amount of touches they're going to get. That's just the reality of it.
He's an unbelievable talent, and I actually want them to move him because I want the Raiders to rebuild. I'm a diehard fan for 20 years. I kind of know what you Jet fans are going through because ever since Jamarcus Russell,
yeah,
he's.
You need the next Jaden Daniels or the next CJ Stroud. That's what you need. Your franchise needs somebody to get excited about. Like you ask a Washington Commander fan right now how they're feeling about Jaden Daniels or a Texan fan about how they're feeling about CJ Stroud. That's what the Raider fan needs. I have nothing against your quarterbacks out there now, but you need either Shador Sanders or this kid Milrose from Alabama or maybe Quinn Ewers from Texas, whoever the guy is, you need a new guy out there to excite your fan base. And the best way to do that is to acquire a second-round draft pick for Devontae Adams so you at least have that in your back pocket that if you wanted to trade up, if you need the trade up, that would be one of the assets that you should use.
Excellent point. And if you could just give me a couple of minutes, it's something I wanted to run by. I've been trying to get in touch with you for years. I grew up with Marco Battaglia. Okay.
Yep.
When he got drafted by the Bengals, we were young. I'm much younger than Marco. Not much younger, 4 or 5 years. But we were so happy when he got drafted by the Bengals. And he went to training camp. And when he came back home, you know, everyone from the neighborhood's crowding around him. And we asked him, you know, what's it like? You know, how did Boomer treat you? And we were young and, you know, naive and, you know, not too bright when it came to football. We're teenagers. You can ask him this. He's not going to lie to you. This is word for word what he said. He goes, Boomer Esiason is by far the most intelligent quarterback I'm ever going to have the opportunity to play with. He's the smartest man I've ever seen so far. I mean, it was a short time in football. But he complimented you so much at the short period of time. And all of us were like, get out of here. Come on. You're crazy. And the more I listen to you, Boomer, every day, I see it. I've been listening to you as long as you've been on the radio.
Well, I appreciate that, Michael. Thank you very much. You made my day. I know you probably pissed off the guys I work with, but you made my day.
No.
You're over here going tongue bath and all that. I thought he was going to say something that Marco didn't like about me.
Yeah.
But I hung out with Marco because we were boys, you know?
Sure, yeah.
But again, like he was at the beginning of his career. I was at the end of my career.
Oh, what a tongue bathing.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Right, yeah. Well, it was. How'd it feel?
Bob and Belmar, what's happening?
Not much. Hey, I'm not really sure how to follow up that Boomer bat, but
here we go.
You guys happen to notice at the Mets game the lady behind home plate keeping score?
Yeah, so much so that I looked into this. She's a famous Brewers fan. Her name is Front Row Amy, and she has just been there for years with her boobies out, lots of cleavage. And so much so that, like, she, if you Google Front Row Amy, like, you know, people know about her divorce. She's been on local radio stations there. So she's, she's a part of Brewers lore.
And by the way, next to Front Row Amy, were my, were Brookie, Shelley, and Ralphie Stare. Right behind home plate, Ralphie's a part owner of the Brewers.
Oh, nice.
That's the Johnsonville sausage guy.
Oh, gotta love that.
He's got sausage and knockers. Perfect.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. So Front Row Amy is she's a big deal. She's a little bit on the older side. She's been around for a while. I guess that's the best way I could put it. It's a thing. But like if you look at some of the stuff like Front Row Amy. You know, age, this is what comes up if you put in Front Row Amy. Why did Front Row Amy divorce? Is Front Row Amy divorced? This is all on Google when you put in Front Row Amy.
And all the MILFs have
appear to have fake breasts.
Front row Amy measurements.
Is that a study that you did, Al?
Oh, yeah, it's a long-time study. Johns Hopkins, I think.
Big study. You in the Mayo Clinic. My baby in the Mayo Clinic.
Front row Amy bikini. Front row Amy website. Where is Front Row Amy 2024? So the people, Front Row Amy is a big deal out there.
By the way, yeah, one of my text threads had that yesterday.
About Front Row Amy?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not looking at Front Row Amy. I was looking at my buddies right to the left of her.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to miss. You know, you're sitting there watching a game, time between pitches.
While Luis Severino was throwing a no-hitter.
Oh, boy.
I got suckered into season 2 of MILF Manor.
Oh, God. I mean, Front Row Amy's probably perfect for MILF Manor if she's now divorced. She's got a little bit of fame. Kind of fits the profile. So, yeah, hopefully this is the last game Front Row Amy goes to in 2024. That's what I want to say. As much as we enjoyed her breasts yesterday, we can put them away for the offseason.
We could put Hawk to a girl behind a home plate.
Yeah. Haley Welsh, if you want to be respectful, you know.
Hawk Tua!
What is she known for?
I'm kidding.
And Al really has come around on her.
Yeah.
That's he has.
Also, Chris Christie was pictured
a
lot at the game. Yeah.
Right, next to Steve Cohen. And a man who looked like Neil Diamond, who was in there right next to him. Very strange. But yeah, Chris Christie was there.
Hmm.
I mean, it was like, no.
What? Go ahead,
no,
say
no,
it.
No.
Go ahead, say it.
Go ahead.
You can say it.
I just thought it was, they were waiting for Alex Cohen to come down, and they put a beanbag chair next to Steve. That's what I thought at first. Nice blue one. Sit right down. Be nice and comfortable. Ryan, Long Island. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
I just want to give a call. Diehard Yankee fan. I want to say, though, for the first time in my life, that I think I was a little bit jealous of the Mets yesterday. You know, they've been to the World Series. They've been in playoffs times where maybe the Yankees haven't been. But just the style of play yesterday, I mean, 8 runs without a long ball, that's something as a Yankee fan, or even more so as a baseball fan, was really refreshing to see. I definitely wanted to give a little shout out over on that end. What do you guys think about that?
It's great. You know, by the way, I think the announcers were talking about how the other games didn't have any home runs in their games either.
Yeah.
So maybe baseball in the playoffs is a little bit different. Maybe pitchers are a little bit. Well, actually, wait a minute. We had the Tatis home run last night.
You did?
We had
to start the game.
But that was prior. I mean, that was after the Mets game was over. So going into that game, there hadn't been a home run hit in the previous games.
Sure. Is it an outlier or a trend? We'll see tonight.
Small ball. Hey, you gotta move the runner.
Yeah, by the way, there was a Front Row Amy bobblehead that they actually gave away. Look at that. Sure that was a popular giveaway.
I'm sure they loved it.
Bobblehead?
Yeah. Bobblehead. Front Row Amy
bobblehead. He wants bobble
boobs.
Bobble boobs.
See, that would be something. See, I don't know if you could do that in 2024. If it was like the 1980s and there was Front Row Amy, they might have done the bobble boobs. Maybe even the 90s. Maybe like 1995, I think they probably would have been
she
able to get
do
rid of it.
Like walk and talk picks.
Oh, yeah. Like Taylor Mathis?
Yeah.
I mean, God. How long is it going to be until like she's doing those walking picks on the Fox pregame show? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They'd probably give Jimmy Johnson a heart attack.
Don't need extends.
Yeah, right. He won't need the extends. Yeah.
Or she could walk with Frank the Tank.
Yeah. I'm sure he would love that.
Yeah, but Barstool's out of the gaming, though. So it's ESPN Bet now. That Penn Gaming became ESPN Bet.
Yeah, that is correct. Did you see the latest Walking Bets video? She's on vacation in a Caribbean location.
No, but I guess I should check it out, I guess.
It's even more so, whatever word you want to use, than normal.
Jiggly?
In your face.
Jiggly?
Yeah.
You see Lucy Bird, she changed hers up a little bit. She does stepper picks now.
Who's this now?
Lucy up in Boston.
Lucy up in Boston. Okay.
I think she also does walking picks.
She was kind of copying, right?
I thought she was the original.
Oh,
this
really?
Other girl copied off her.
Oh, wow.
So now Lucy changed it up a little bit. She does stepper picks. She does like a little stepper thing. Hard to describe.
I mean, the evolution of this could be dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, missionary picks.
I like that we've also decided just hot chicks do picks.
Yeah, right. Like it doesn't, which is funny because people will follow gambling content no matter who's saying it. Like the Elephant Man could be up there, and if he's giving you the correct thing to make you win money, nobody's going
to
care.
I mean, I would love to see Mike Valenti walking on the beach giving picks.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But that's a perfect example. Yeah. Like, he's got that he's Cash good. The Ticket podcast. Yes. He's good. It's very popular.
Yes.
You don't need the attractive woman. Like, you got to put that on something that people aren't paying attention to.
Giants.
Giants talk.
hit that again, Eddie. Give me Malik Nabers over 46.5 receiving yards. Bengals plus +3.
See, that's where we're going.
Yes.
Are we not?
I think so. It feels that way.
Sort of like an OnlyFans pick segment.
It's kind of trending that way. I mean, if they really wanted to make money, that would be where to go.
Yeah, just everything's coming together.
Oh, yeah.
Porn, gambling, weed, all together. One site.
Weed.
Yeah. But Al's right about that. Like, why is the gambling space the one that, like, the guys will flock to that no matter who is giving the picks? Doesn't matter who. You're giving out right picks? I mean, Stu Finer, Vegas Dave, some of these guys who've been doing it for years, they don't care. Nobody cares. But with her, I mean... All right.
And every single audio platform possible has somebody that is an expert doing it. And maybe in conjunction with a local newspaper or magazine or some sort of streaming service.
Yeah. Nick Costos is another guy, right?
Right. All the RSNs have it. You know, yeah. MSG, yes, SNY, they all have programs that way.
Imagine if Nick Costos transitions so he can get more attention for Nick Costos. I love Nick. Nick's actually a friend. I worked with him back in the day in Sirius. But I could see like one of these guys be like, man, these hot chicks, they're cornering the market. I got to do something.
And he's going to transition.
Come on. Or just go straight sex with his picks. Come on in to the Costas Club.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
No, I just heard that Navy Notre Dame thing. You think they can hang with? I think they can hang with Notre Dame.
I mean, Notre Dame sucks, don't they?
No, they don't suck.
They don't suck.
Didn't they lose? They lost to somebody really bad, didn't they?
Yeah, like Northern Illinois or somebody. Yeah.
So why can't Navy hang with them? Northern Illinois beat them in their own building. Navy can hang with them.
But maybe, you know, as the season goes on, college teams tend to get better.
Yeah.
What do you think, Eddie? You're the kind of college football expert around here.
I think facing that option, I know they do it every year, but that's a wild card. You know, that triple option.
Yeah.
Is Ken Niumatuolo still the coach there?
No.
Okay. I remember when that guy got hired, Rich Ackerman had a tough time with that name. And it's ironically, he just read that promo for Navy and Notre Dame.
Heck, I had a hard time with that name when I was doing Army-Navy for CBS.
Yeah. I just rattled it right on.
It was Paul Johnson before that. It was so much easier.
Yeah.
Paul Johnson's replacement.
He is Niumatuolo, right?
No, Niumatuolo.
Yeah, see? I told you, I had a hard time.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Eddie?
No.
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 You did le. It's le. you know, if I could say something about, like, if I could change how I looked for, like, a week or a month.
Okay, who would you want to look like?
That Notre Dame head coach, that guy.
Marcus Freeman.
Oh, my God, is he in shape.
Yeah, he is.
Good-looking guy like that.
Yeah.
He's probably, I don't know if he's
I go D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans, eh, not so bad. But Marcus Freeman, though, he's got hair still. His pecs popping out of his white Notre Dame quarter zip. Yeah. That guy could just write his own ticket.
Lose a couple more games in Northern Illinois, he'd be wearing something else.
Yeah, exactly. He could probably send a DM to one of these walking Beck girls and get a response. All right, Jerry, what do you got, man?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. One more time this morning before we start looking ahead to tonight. Mets and Brewers in Milwaukee.
4-4, bases loaded, two out on the fifth. First pitch, line the other way. Base hit right field. Lindor is in. Iglesias being waved in. Frilich's throw to the plate. Not in time. Sliding in safely is Iglesias.
And the Mets have themselves a 6-4 lead.
Start whacking it.
Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio. That snapped the 4-4 tie. J.D. Martinez would come up with a pinch hit two-run single of his own. Made it 8-4, and 8-4 was the final as the Mets go into Milwaukee after partying and drinking and flying from Atlanta the night before, and they take game one. Here was first Iglesias. Now, he had the infield single with two out that got a run and that tied the game as he dove into first base and beat the pitcher over to the bag.
I just go. You know, we got to – I'm going to give everything I got. I just go. You know, I get to beat the ball. I was a huge player in the game, and that got us going, and we scored a lot of runs after that.
That was a big play in the game for sure. Here was Vientos, had the big – I mean, not bad for a young kid. Had the big tie-breaking hit there that we just played. Nervous for sure. How we dealt with it?
Saying, "Hey, let's go. This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. Keep pushing. We gotta get this win. We gotta get this win." Honestly, just self-talk because that's what this game is, man. It's just a lot of emotions, a lot of like highs and lows.
A lot of highs and lows last night. A lot of highs as they wind up winning the game. Martinez comes in. We know he had a terrible September, though he had a couple of hits in Atlanta. He comes into the game in the fifth inning. He battled, fouled off a couple of pitches, and then lashes the ball to right field and got a couple of runs in.
We don't get pitched away. It's just, you know, we kind of talk about it. One pitch at a time. Let's just keep this thing going. You know, pass the baton, you know, and just get the next guy. Find a way. Compete. Don't give runs out. Don't give, you know, outs up. And find a way to get on base. That's the biggest thing.
Now, we were talking about, Al and I, about Jackson Chourio, who had that great catch and then missed the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, really something. I only mention it because he's talking about giving outs away.
And by the way, Jerry, I just got, before I forget, because sometimes I forget, I just got really good news for Yankees fans. We are giving away Yankees postseason tickets tomorrow and Friday on
the
show.
Nice.
And they're not like upper deck tickets. I was told
they're good seats.
They're good seats. So we're going to give away two pair throughout the show tomorrow and Friday.
I don't care.
BT and Sal will be giving them one pair, and Evan and Tiki one pair. So listen tomorrow to find out how do you win your way in. So
that just means Al has to answer more phone calls. That's
yep.
All that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Heavy workload day for you tomorrow.
Yeah, two, not just one,
yeah,
Yankees
two.
Box office. Two Yankees postseason box office blitzes.
That is very cool.
Yeah. Good seats, too. Cool. Good seats.
Here was, so I'm going to get to Willy Adames. So him and Jesse Winker get into this thing. Winker has the two-run triple. Big at-bat in the game because the Mets were down 3-0. And as he's rounding first, heading to second, and then heading to third, he clearly says something to Adames. These two are teammates in the past. What is up between the two of you?
I don't know what's going through his head, but he just started saying some stuff, and I just said something back, you know. I don't know. I think that's, you know, the kind of player he is, you know. It is what it is. Surprising. That was surprising that he was saying some stuff, but, you know, like I say, I guess, you know, that's part of his personality.
Yeah, and then what did he say? He said, we'll meet you outside or something?
Yeah, he said, I'll meet you outside in the parking lot. Yeah.
Don't think that happened. Here was their manager, Pat Murphy. Odd game for us.
We've been good all year in the bullpen. We had a lead in the game, and we had four of the best relievers in the game eligible, so we felt pretty good about it.
Yeah, Freddy Peralta, just four innings, even though he had retired nine in a row, comes out, and the Mets just lit up the Milwaukee bullpen. You get Frankie Montas tonight, Sean Manaea for the Mets, 7:38 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. A Met win, and they will be on their way to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies on Saturday. A Brewers win, and we will have a decisive game three. Maybe we have another watch party with Evan and Tommy humping each other again. You never know. By the way, should mention Buto, Stanek, and Severino, the pitching last night. Pretty good for the Mets, without question. All right, other places here, like San Diego, where the Braves had to go. They wound up losing 4-0. We mentioned a couple of former Yankees doing them in.
Here's the 1-2, and Higgy swings, sends it in the air, deep to left field. Laureano is back. He is at the wall. It's going to go!
And that was Kyle Higashioka with the home run, capping the scoring. San Diego blanked Atlanta, although the Braves had more hits than the Padres. The Padres hit a couple of home runs. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit one early. And then Michael King, the former Yankee pitcher, 7 innings, dominant, 12 strikeouts. Said it was all working for me.
The sweeper felt good in the bullpen, so I wanted to use that a little bit more than I normally do. Fastball command was good, glove side, so I think it opened it up for some more chase over there. Higgy had a great game. Calling pitches and
behind the plate, exactly. And so that was
Higashioka, the home run smoker.
I thought it was Stroka. Smoker.
Well, he said smoker, and he's like, put a little weed in the pipe and smoker or something. Said like that.
I forgot about that, right?
Since we lost so badly, give me a big fat joint and we'll all smoker.
Yeah. There it is.
There you go. Okay.
He's got away with words, that BT.
Yes, he does.
Very funny.
Suck on it.
The Padres up one game.
Mark Twain. Sort of like he had a way with
words. That's it. The Tigers beat the Astros 3-1. They take game one and game one to the Royals. They beat the Orioles 1-0 just because it's funny, although I feel bad for Jordan Montgomery. This was the Diamondbacks owner on on 98.7 Arizona Sports Radio with Burns and Gambo yesterday. He said he was the one that wanted Jordan Montgomery, not the front office, and oof, was that a mistake?
Looking back, in hindsight, a horrible decision. You know, to have invested that money in a guy that performed as poorly as he did. It's our biggest mistake this season from a talent standpoint. And I'm the perpetrator of that.
Tough. Very tough if you're Jordan Montgomery.
I mean, does Jordan Montgomery go back there next year? Or?
I think it was just a one-year deal.
It was 1 year.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was a one-year deal, yeah.
So I guess my answer would be no to that.
I would say no.
It was a one-year deal.
I thought it was no. Maybe it was more. I thought it was 1 year, like $20 million or something like that. Or 1 year, $16 million. I forget.
I thought it was 2 years.
Was it two? And he's talking like that and it's 2 years?
Free agent 2026.
So he signed through next year and that's the owner, the way the owner was talking about him yesterday?
So hold on for a second. So it is a...
Wow.
Is it a club option? What is it?
If it's a club option, he gone.
Well, it's a conditional player option, whatever the hell that means.
It's one probably one of these one-sided... Right.
Player can opt out of 2025 right. With 10 starts in 2024.
You know why the player would have opted out? Because he exceeded the contract and won 20 games. He get paid more. Player sucks. Player opts in.
2025 option vests at $20 million with 10 starts in 2024, which I'm assuming he had, right?
Maybe the owner's blasting him publicly, so he
leaves.
Yeah.
$22.5 million with 18 starts, and then $25 million with 23 starts.
I don't know how many. He was injured a lot of this year.
Anybody see those pictures of Jordan Montgomery with Diddy?
No.
Is that just me? Well, okay, never mind. Just a rumor, I guess.
So, let's see. Jordan Montgomery may be a free agent.
He might be. He started 21 games this year.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right. So if he started 21 games, he will make $22.5 million next year.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think the owner blasted him so he would quit. Yeah.
I mean, he can't go back now. Owner hates his guts.
$22 million, says he will. Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show, claiming he's got this great relationship with Rob Saleh. Here he is talking about not being concerned about perception, where he says that.
There's always going to be messaging and narratives out there, and you have two choices. You can ride the wave, really a roller coaster, or you can say, "F it, I don't care." And I'm the latter.
Yeah, he's the latter, says they're great friends, great relationship. One thing that McAfee brought up to Rodgers, you looked really sad Sunday after the game. You had the towel over your head. You looked depressed. Here was Rodgers.
Well, I don't know if I'm the only one that knows there's a lot of football left, but there is a lot of football left. I've done the internet some service. I think we can all agree on that. I definitely given, I'm sure Zito can pull up, you know, an array of memes, but started with the night in Arizona. That was, you know, the one that I still get all the time.
Is that the one? That's the one with the chin strap up his nose?
Yeah, head sideways. Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. Play long enough, you're going to have a lot of things happen. That's
well,
for sure.
That is true. Happens to us, too, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it does.
Then there's Davante Adams requesting a trade out of Vegas. There's a lot going on here. First, I'm going to bring it back to Rodgers, though, as Kay Adams did ask him.
Davante, I think you miss him.
How could you not? You know? How could you not?
How could you not? And then they did discuss this whole thing with the Raiders with Antonio Pierce liking the tweet. I played the Pierce thing from last hour from yesterday where he just referenced his number, not his name. This is how the interview ended.
This is what I'm hearing from Davante. It's not about you. It's you are settled and you're on to the next and there's a lot more going on. I hope you hear from your coach today.
Yeah, I do too.
Thank you. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but the coach knows that he wants a trade. He wants out of there. So the coach knows that. And Antonio is a guy that we all know from his playing days here is emotional, mm-hmm. not afraid to say things. He's talked about business decisions, probably had an inkling about this well before we're finally getting around talking about it. And, I would be surprised if Davante plays for the Raiders this week. Because if they are going to trade him, they're not going to want to risk an injury.
True, too. Then there's Bill Belichick. He was on the Tom Brady, Jim Gray podcast with guest host J.J. Watt. Bill revealing he said had an online issue recently.
I somehow, not knowing what I was doing, got into a chat room and I didn't know how to get out. I couldn't get out of it.
Did you actually participate? Did you chat?
Well, I don't even know if I know how to chat, but everybody else is chatting.
And then J.J. Watt did chime in.
Hopefully it wasn't Shannon Sharpe's because I've heard there's a lot of wild stuff that goes on out there.
No, it was a random one. I was just kind of scrolling through, and I got in there. I didn't really know what I was doing. I got in there, and I was like, well, how do I get out?
We got to get this guy back on the sidelines.
This guy's got to get back it's enough. Coaching football. Yeah,
it's enough.
Enough!
I do like the commercial with Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes.
About the fantasy
sports. Yeah.
That one's actually pretty good.
Is he playing? Is he not playing? No, he's not playing. You know, that kind of thing.
And they rectified the situation in Detroit. Remember the three game balls? One did not go to Jared Goff with the most perfect game ever. Here was Dan Campbell.
Yeah, we did. We found one. Yes, we did. Normally what we do is, you know, I'll give out an immediate game ball, you know, afterwards. And then normally we always have another one or two that show up. When we do it here, like the day after the game, you know, after a win.
And after they realized they forgot the most important player of the night. So he got himself his game ball, so good for him. And in the WNBA playoffs, the Liberty go up 2-0 on the Aces, winning 88-84. The Sun now tied with the Lynx a game apiece, falling to them 77-70. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Haven't heard this in a while, so why not replay it one more time? I played Mike's on-air eulogy of Pete Rose, which lodged a thought, a hell of a memory from Gio from years past.
Let's listen to Mike Francesa and Charlie Hustle together on this radio station a few years back.
We're down in, as you may not know, South Vietnam is a jungle.
He went to Vietnam with Joe DiMaggio on a tour.
Yeah, 23 days I lived with Joe. Yeah. And it's so hot you can't sleep, and all of a sudden Joe says, I got to take a shower. I said, Joe, we're not downtown Saigon. We're in the damn middle of the jungle. He said, I don't give a darn. I'm Joe DiMaggio. I got to take a shower. So the only way you could take a shower there is a guy had to get up on a chair, me. Have a bucket of water, pour it into this canvas
pull it
thing,
over his head.
Pull the chain, and the guy underneath took a shower. I gave Joe DiMaggio a shower. Now, the best way to describe Joe DiMaggio is he was a penis with a man hanging from it. You're going to get us kicked off the air, Mike.
Then he goes, you're going to get us kicked off the air, Mike. Very funny. Moment of the day.
And if you watch that clip, too, Mike's just like leaning back in his chair with his pen in his mouth. And he's just like, when he says that, he just smiles. It's like, oh, God. What am I supposed to do about this? All right. Big penis, we're back.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, giving away Yankee playoff tickets tomorrow twice, I believe, in the 7 a.m. and the 9 a.m. hour as they get ready to face either the Baltimore Orioles or the Kansas City Royals. So that'll be, you know, I don't want to do this to C-Mac because I don't want to put him in bad graces with you, but like, you know, like I've been barely talking about the Philadelphia series with the Mets. Like C-Mac was going like real ahead, like really far.
Yeah, but
ahead.
His team is waiting for somebody. But so hold that's on, a wait, story.
No, we see you don't have all oh, the information.
All the facts. I need
this
all
is what he did.
Okay, what did he do?
He said you're going to play the winner of either Kansas City or Baltimore. He thinks it's going to be Kansas City. And then he said, you're going to be awaiting if Detroit wins. He's going if with that, too. Houston, not dead. If Detroit wins, the winner of Guardians-Tigers. And he said, now this is where I think it's touch the money and just really taking a step too far. Because that's the easiest path that the Yankees have ever had to the World Series.
And he's a fan.
Ever.
And he's a fan. He's a Yankee fan.
Can't do that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he's a Yankee fan.
Huge Yankee
fan. I'm not a Yankee fan when I say I know the Yankees are going to the World Series.
Different story.
It's a totally different story. I'm trying to do that as an objective talk show host, not giving you a hot take, but I've been on the Yankees going to the World Series. Even when they were in their downtime in the middle of August, I was still saying they are going to the World Series.
Yeah, and you never said it was going to be easy.
No, I never use the word easy because I know it's never easy. And by the way, here's the problem. Like, what people don't understand, like, the Yankees, like the Rangers, have a target on their back. People come in and want to play the Rangers in Madison Square Garden. They always give their best effort, especially the two other little teams around here that we have.
And
Excuse
me, the two little teams over here?
The littler teams, yeah. Okay. And then, because we're in original six. And then when you think about the Yankees, like everybody wants to beat the Yankees. Mm. They'll go to great lengths like banging on garbage cans to beat the Yankees.
True.
I mean, that's unfortunately the curse that you have when you, it's not a curse, but it's the responsibility you have when you wear that jersey.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
everybody's coming after you.
Yeah.
So that's why I say it's never easy. You got to be careful with using the word easy. But then he's also a fan, and he's talking that way. That's his deal. That's his team. I know they're going to the World Series, but I would be careful if I were him. Because if they don't, now it's his fault.
Well, he also, to his credit, he also said, because not every Yankee fan would agree with this, he also said that he wants the Astros. He wants a shot at revenge at the Astros, which is going to be tough to do in one season. You know, because they beat the Yankees so many times, but he does want a shot at them. But if they doesn't get a shot at them, then that's a pretty easy path, in his opinion. I wonder what I'm going to take a look at the odds for the Yankees to make it to the World Series. I would imagine it would be
right there with the Dodgers.
Yes, I would think it would be even more so. Where's more MLB? See, I actually think it might be better to make it, not to win it, but to make it. League winners.
I said that they were making it. I don't know who. I got to see who they play before. You know, most likely.
Yeah, and I was right. It actually is. There are better odds for the Yankees to make it to the World Series than the Dodgers. So the Yankees are +120. The Dodgers are +160.
I mean, the Dodgers. You know, let's face it. There are some really good teams in the National League.
Yeah, Mets being one of them.
San Diego being another.
Phillies being another.
That's right.
It's a lot.
Whereas maybe it's a tougher path for everybody in the National League, whereas C-Mac thinks it's just an easy cakewalk for the Yankees.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounded like. Cakewalk spot. You know, they got, so it's the Yankees +120, the Guardians +380, and then the Royals and the Astros and the Tigers all at +700. Well, Yankees, big favorites. Big favorites. Got to make it to the World Series.
I bet you if we would have looked at that in August when they were in their downturn, that would have changed. Now that the playoffs are started.
You see who's in, who's playing
and
well.
And they have the number one seed.
That's right, yeah.
And they got Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, for God's sake.
Yep. Mm-hmm. For God's sakes.
That's what I'm talking about.
In the middle of a goddamn postseason.
Yes.
Yeah, New York Yankees. Suter and Judge. You know, he's going to get all riled up on Saturday this weekend.
He's going to be all riled up.
Big Yankee guy that he is.
Yeah, well, he's going to be all, well, he's riled up now because it's football season.
Well, yes,
so
of
he's
course.
Doing double duty now. So yeah,
over
he's
there
got the top show. He's got,
Tops, yeah.
got the XM show. He's got a million things going on.
He definitely does.
Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
The talented, great, good, and good dude.
The great Adam Schein we talked about. But yes, I mean, this is, I mean, if they end up getting tripped up, the Yankees, by the Royals, or the Orioles have played like crap for most of the year, the Guardians.
The Royals play, I mean, the Royals, the Orioles play the Yankees tough. We all know that.
But they've been mediocre.
They took two out of three there at the end there.
No, I know.
They were trying to keep the Yankees. They celebrated in Yankee Stadium.
They did. I don't think the Orioles are making
it. Like a bitch slap.
Oh, wow, bitch slap. Yeah, I don't think the Orioles are winning that series. I think it's going to be the Yankees and the Royals. That's what I think. Saturday night. I'm feeling it already. I could smell those pretzels outside.
You feel like the Royals are like the Tigers and the Mets. They feel like they're on like these special runs.
No.
No, okay.
I don't feel the special run until they actually like get to the NLCS. I'll get a special run. I think the Royals are going to win. They all have to do is win one more game against the Orioles. So
all the Mets have to do is win one more game against the Brewers.
That's right. But to me, the special run has to start. Like, you got to be winning some games in the league championship series.
But don't you feel like the Mets and the Tigers came out of nowhere? I'm given the way that their season started.
Yeah.
And then the Tigers had a September to remember, Biggs.
Yeah, it's a different conversation. From the beginning of the season to now, yes, special run. You want to talk about like a special run, like the... like the Nationals that year when they won it, or when the Colorado Rockies got all the way to the World Series, or the Arizona Diamondbacks last year.
Yeah, how about the Texas and Arizona didn't make it?
Yeah.
They didn't even make the playoffs this year.
Right. Neither one of them. So the special run, like the 2015 Mets, was a special run until it wasn't.
Yeah, until they ran into the
Royals. But they got into the World Series.
They had a special run the year before, and then they specially ran it right through. The Mets.
And Citi Field and Matt Harvey and Terry Collins. And
yeah, that series was over before that.
Yeah, I know. In the building for that as well. Had to leave early, so I didn't see that celebration on Citi Field turf like I saw the Yankees celebrate at Shea Stadium.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.